Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Social Media Chef. This is Chris Tompkins, the Social Media Chef. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are going to be talking about all things Facebook. How excited am I about talking about Facebook? Pretty excited. I'm going to talk about how your Facebook pages aren't working, why they aren't working, and give you 10 ways to pretty much beef them up so that you can get the return that you're really looking for. We're going to do that in segments 1 and 2, and in segments 3, we have the wonderful cooking segment where we're going to be talking about my own personal recipe for cucumber couscous salad that absolutely couldn't be easier if I tried. It will take you about 10 minutes to put together. It will actually take me probably longer to explain how to make it, right? Anyway, we have 3 great segments in this half-hour show today, so make sure to stay tuned. We are just going to go to a real quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about Facebook pages. Well, the first 5 tips anyway. Okay, let's be honest. Do you have a Twitter campaign that isn't going anywhere? Do you have a Facebook campaign that none of your target market is liking at the moment? Do you need some more engagement on LinkedIn? Or how about having some videos on YouTube that you just want more people to see? This is when you need to call Go Media International. We're an online marketing firm that offers crisp, fresh online marketing solutions. We do everything from websites to search engine optimization to keyword research to email marketing campaigns, online advertising, you name it. You got to check out our website. It's gomediaonline.com. Or if you want to talk to somebody about getting some help with your online marketing campaign, call us toll free on 1-866-926-2636 for a free, no obligation consultation. We have lots of ways to help you at Go Media Online. All you need to do is reach out. Visit us again at gomediaonline.com. All right, welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us on the other side of the break. Again, this is Chris Tompkins, the Social Media Chef, coming to you fairly live on this week's episode of the Social Media Chef. If you guys are just tuning in for the first time, there's lots of ways that you can connect with us in the show. You can definitely talk to us on Twitter, and the handle is @TheSocialChef, so check us out on Twitter. We share lots of things that we talk about on the show, as well as on iTunes. You can get our podcast. So if you go to the iTunes store, just put in The Social Media Chef, you'll see our logo, subscribe. It takes 2 seconds, and it will download instantly, and you don't have to worry about anything else. You'll get our show just pretty quickly. And best of all, you have to check out thesocialmediachefonline.com. That's thesocialmediachefonline.com. Loads of videos, loads of free downloads, all of my recipes, all of my social media stuff, online marketing, you name it, you got it. So log on there. You can subscribe to the RSS feed or even sign up for our newsletter, which we send out every so often. That's going to be packed with lots of recipes and, you know, hey, it's the Social Media Chef, right? You're going to get online marketing. You're going to get a little bit of food, too. So I want to move on quickly because I have a lot of stuff to cover in this segment. The first segment we're going to talk about is the first 5 steps to make your Facebook page really, really explode. Now, the problem that I have is a lot of people, I talk to people all the time because, you know, I have my own firm, Go Media International, and what we do is we do lots of, you know, online marketing, and social media is a big part of it. Well, a lot of people will ask me, you know what, we have our Facebook page, but, you know, why isn't it working? And, you know, I can log on to their page and tell them why it's not working pretty quickly. Now, what I want to do for you is almost give you a free consultation like you're there. Like, I'm going to actually tell you like I tell my clients. But I want you just to listen to these few things and, you know, take what you want and try, you know, because these are all really great tips. Now, the first thing that people really misunderstand is how Facebook is, how it should be placed in your marketing plan, you know. You need, number one is look at your Facebook page as a marketing channel. Absolutely, you need to think like this. Facebook is not just let's log in. I have a personal profile. Great. Let's create a page. Okay, I got my logo in the box, and I put a couple updates. Game on. Everything's going to happen. No, it's not. Sorry. You need to actually plan to do Facebook marketing just like you do your other marketing. So, you know, you really want to make sure that you leverage your Facebook account against your other marketing. So if you're going to a conference, post pictures. If you want to have if a message for your contacts, send it. Don't just create a page, put a couple posts on, and just wonder why it's not working. It's a consistent battle that you're going to be fighting. Now, the next one I want to move on to is there is a second promotional life outside of Facebook.com. Now, listen to me here. This is probably the best tip that I'm going to give you here today. Now, why are you not promoting your Facebook on your website or on your business cards or on your brochures, your advertisements, your TV or print advertisements, on your billboards? Why aren't you telling your clients? You go into a trade show, you should have your Facebook link everywhere. You should even have people signing in there at your event. You know, it's not just going onto Facebook and then, woo, there we go, game on. No, you have to actually promote it outside of Facebook. So, you know, let's really, really focus on thinking that way, because you can't just log in and then everyone that's within Facebook you're just going to connect with. Because think about it, you have a lot of people out there that know you that all you need to do is say, please join me on Facebook. Game on. You're there. So that's my second one. That's a real big one. The third one is, have you asked your supporters to like your page? So you have a client list of about 10,000 people. Why aren't you asking them to like your Facebook page? You have email marketing databases. Use them. You have supporters. Bank on them. Number four, you know, what is your message strategy? One thing that people really miss is, you know, what are people looking for in your Facebook page? Well, what they're looking for is they want you to actually interact with them. They want you to share interesting things that will pique their interest and entertain them, educate them, engage them. They're not just looking for you to say, I have a sale today, click here for sale, buy this, new product. Boring. People want, this is social media, so we want to have a conversation. So think about your content and your message strategy in terms of that. Obviously, you want to stay on brand. You want to stay on message. You want to stay on point, really. So, you know, don't just shout about your business, you know? You want to share good contact. If you're a nonprofit, don't ask for just donations. Talk about your cause overall. Educate people. Build your credibility. Build your visibility. All of this stuff will help you convert, and also will help your page become a little bit more interesting. Now, five is really, really important, and then I'm going to try to cover this really quickly, and then we're going to take a quick break on the social media show. Number five, pictures and video. Where the heck are they? I have to say time and time again, it's almost like everyone is looking for more and more content, but the biggest one that everyone stumbles on are pictures and video. Well, I know some of our businesses aren't very visual. Like, for example, if I wasn't a speaker and I wasn't out and about, there wouldn't be a lot of pictures and video of me floating around. But, you know, because I am, I take every opportunity to take pictures, to take video, so I can share them through my social networks and through my Facebook page. This makes you look interesting. If you're a nonprofit, if you're going to be sharing content on your Facebook page, that's going to show, like, for example, of a charity gala that you threw. Well, you know what? The people that are giving you the money are going to be excited to see that, because they're going to like to see where their money's going. You know, and if you're helping people, or if you're handing out coats during wintertime or whatever, you know, people like to engage with this sort of thing. If you have a product demo that you're doing, you can always show that too. You know, it's all of these things that make the page come alive. But if you're just saying, just posting, like, for example, if you're a recruiter, you can't just post jobs all the time. You know, you have to kind of mix up your game. That's kind of the name of the game on Facebook. You don't want to just do one thing. You want to do a mixture of things to really engage people. Why? Because one thing may work at one time and one may work at another. So you need to continually stir the pot to see what's going to rise to the top. Now, those are five starter tips. I think they're more strategic than they are tactical. So I hope these will help you, you know, kind of reassess where you are on Facebook. Now, when we come back on from the break, in just a few seconds, we're going to talk about five more. All right, I'm getting the boot, folks. I'll see you on the other side of this break on the Social Media Chef. Okay, if you're like me, you're getting a little bit tired of always talking about one aspect of marketing, which is social media. Now, I love social media, don't get me wrong, but there's a lot of other things that businesses can use just like mine and yours to build their businesses using marketing. So that's why we created The Social. The Social is not exclusively a social media group. It's about a bunch of people internationally getting together to talk about marketing ideas and sharing trends, tips, tactics, strategies, and also helping one another build their businesses. Follow us on Twitter, at The Social Go, to find out more about what we plan in the future, what type of events we're going to be. If we're going to be in your neighborhood, you have to follow us in order to find out. We have a television show coming out, and our website will be up in no time flat. So, you need to go on Twitter, follow at The Social Go, and learn how you can get involved in this brand new community. Right, we are back. Thanks for joining us again on the Social Media Chef. Hope you're enjoying so much of everything that you've heard today. We've been talking about Facebook. Upcoming in the next segment, I'm really, really excited about this couscous salad that we're going to be talking about. So make sure to stick with us. Again, if you want to connect with us online, socialmediachefonline.com is the place to do it. Sign up for our RSS, download free reports, the lot. Also on Twitter, at The Social Chef. We can have a chat. You can talk with me directly. You know, let's get in touch and let's talk. Now, I want to move on real quick because we want to get into the second set of Facebook tips. Now, we're talking about, you know, your Facebook page, and if it's not working, how do you really get it to, you know, reignite? Or what are you missing? Now, one thing that I always tell everybody that I talk to is tune out the chatter. If you are absolutely brand spanking new to the Facebook marketing game, what you want to do is you want to see what Facebook has to offer you. And also, you can read, some books on how to get your strategy together, this, that, and the other. What you want to tune out are the resources that are out there that are sending 85 tips articles per day about how to use this application and that application and this application for conversions and try this on your page and add this word and try this and try. It's like those, what you have to understand when you're talking about marketing, and I mean, I'm preaching to the converted, I'm sure, but when you're talking about marketing, you're talking about a marketing strategy. Once you have a strategy that's in place and is rolling out like a steamroller, then you can add tactics later to make it even sexier, to make it even better, to get better results. So don't build your marketing strategy using tactics. You know, you want your strategy to be really flat and really clearly drawn out so that then tactics are the seasoning that you put on top of the dish. They're not going to be your base roux, so to speak. You know, you have to season the roux with the tactics on top of your strategy. So don't subscribe to every single newsletter that you see. I mean, I'm one to speak because I send out a weekly tips email as well, but it's just the amount of information out there. Tune into one channel or a couple channels to get your news and, you know, keep listening, but just don't listen to every single thing that you hear. Because a lot of people, I have to say, you know, this is a new medium. A lot of people don't know what they're talking about. So next up, let's talk about number 7, which is take advantage of applications. Now, there's lots of applications that come preloaded on your page, so like pictures, discussions, events, that sort of thing. But there's a lot more on Facebook that you can take a look through. If you go through your, the edit page function and then you go into applications, you can actually browse all the ones that are available to you. You know, within each industry, there's a lot that you can use that will be beneficial to your target market. So take a look through. I'm not going to say this one is the one that you should use or that one's the one that you should use. But let me, because you know what? not one thing doesn't work for everybody. Like when I'm dealing with my client campaigns, I'm not going to say have a cookie cutter solution for everybody. This is social. It's a different conversation everywhere that you go. So you just have to know what is a great way to enhance the conversation. This is your brand, this is your company, and you should know that. So when you look through the applications, you could be like, okay, well, I can see my clients doing this, and my clients would really like that. And that's what you want. Now, number 8, don't forget to send updates, okay? With your page, you get this awesome thing that Facebook does, and it's sending updates. It's almost like a marketing thing for you. Built in, free, game on. Now, what happens is if you go to edit your page and then you go to resources, there will be something that says send an update. If you click on send an update, what it will do is it will allow you to send a message to everybody that quote-unquote likes your page. So why is that valuable? Well, for two reasons. Number one, you can get in front of them once a week. I wouldn't send more than that because it could be a little spammy. And you also want to send them good quality information. You don't want to just reach out with a sale, right? We don't want to keep saying me, 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 me. We want to say them, okay? So we want to be focusing on what they want to see from us. So if the demand is so high but no one can afford it, a sale is going to be welcome. Or if there's a lot of things happening in your industry that people aren't understanding, then by providing them information that clarifies it is a good idea. Now, what's great about this is that it allows you to target through demographics. So you can actually choose the sex, the age, the location of your user. So if you want to send something to women in Salt Lake City between the ages of 18 and 40, you can do that. So it's a neat little thing to do, and it's especially valuable if you have a lot of members and you don't want to bother everybody with an update. You want to be really, really laser targeted. So that's something that you should definitely check out and definitely use. Don't just leave these free things for other people to use. Go and use them yourself. Just be sure that you're using them smartly, consistently, and you're not using them to spam your likes, because you don't want your audience to kind of turn you off. There's nothing worse than that. Oh my God, this is my favorite one, and I'm glad I'm ending on this one. Talk, 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 but no listen. This is something that drives me absolutely crazy, and this is one of the number one reasons why Facebook pages are not successful, why people are not clicking through to your website to check out what's going on. It's because all you do is talk about yourself. Now, let's think about this. If you were at a cocktail party and everyone that was there were friends before, what have you, then you break off into a conversation and someone just talks about themselves, their kids, their job, their life, their likes, their dislikes, how stressed out they are, how much money troubles they have, blah, blah, blah. Well, that person, and then you start talking and they don't listen. That is how you react to that is how people will react to you when you're only talking about yourself. So it's social. So use your social graces when you're using social medias. If you're doing social marketing on any site outside of Facebook as well, you need to be social. You know, you can't just talk about yourself because, you know, not everyone wants to listen. But if you share some really good information and you're engaging on a different level, I'm telling you, people are going to engage with you. People are going to follow you. They're going to like you. They're going to say, hey, you know, I like what this guy or this gal is talking about. So don't just talk about yourself. Talk about other things. Provide some value. You know, really enhance your network through that. So, all right, I gave you 10, folks. I hope this is a helpful amount of tips for you to really make your Facebook pages work. There's loads more, and obviously we're going to be posting all these on the blog, which is socialmediachefonline.com. And I want you to come back. I'll be back in just a few seconds, and we're going to be talking about my cucumber couscous style, which is awesome. So come back right after the break on the Social Media Chef. People need the basic necessities of food, shelter, and a sense of self-dignity. The Riverfront New York offers programs that are designed to help meet these needs in a safe and supportive environment and support and affirm all people regardless of age, sex, ethnicity, religion, and sexual orientation. Their numerous volunteer programs, outreach programs, and more help really truly empower people that are near or below the lines of poverty. If you would like to make a difference today, visit them online at riverfund-ny.org. Again, that's riverfund-ny.org. There are no throwaway people, and every dollar helps. This is a very, very important cause and something that you can make a difference in today. So go to online at riverfund-ny.org. Welcome back, everybody, to the Social Media Chef. This is my absolute favorite segment, which is the cooking segment. If you're new to the show, in our third segment, we usually go through and I try to give you one of my favorite recipes from my kitchen that you can just go home, make, and enjoy with your friends and family. You know, if you haven't already, you can go on to socialmediachefonline.com. You know, last week we were talking about my tweet beet salad, which is awesome, by the way. You know, the recipe is up there online. So all you have to do is log on to socialmediachefonline.com and you have access to all of the recipes from the past shows, including the seasonal ones, which are absolutely killer, if I may say so myself. I mean, I'm tooting my own horn here, but these are proven recipes that I've tried out with my friends and family, and they are absolutely slam dunks. One that is in particularly popular at the moment is the roast potatoes recipe that I put up there. You can find it online as well. Got lots of really positive feedback on that. But, you know, today I want to kind of shift the focus because, you know, I work really hard, just like everyone else out there. You know, you have to hustle to make a buck, I guess, you know? And, you know, by the time that you get home, you're absolutely exhausted. And then if you have a function to go to on the weekend, it's kind of like, oh, I don't really want to be bothered with all this cooking. I want to bring something, but, you know, maybe I'll just go and buy something. And you know what? I personally hate that because, you know, if you're going somewhere, it's always nice to bring something fresh that you made yourself. So this is so easy, okay? Let me give you the shopping list first. The first thing that you need is a medium cucumber, a good sized tomato, not, you know, fifth size is good. Then you want to go for one fresh lime, one small can of white peg corn, one box of couscous, instant couscous, of course. If you want to get the longer cook one, you absolutely can. It makes no difference to the dish. 2 tablespoons of pine nuts, which are optional if anyone has a nut allergy, and salt and pepper to taste. Okay. Obviously, you're seeing now that this is very, very simplistic. This is not like a big, fancy schmancy deal, but it's absolutely fresh and tasty and zesty. So, what you want to do is the first thing is grab the box of couscous and absolutely prepare it how the box says, the bag says, whatever. Just use the instructions on the packaging and create that. Okay. When that is done, you want to flake it out into a bowl and leave it on the side because you're going to cool down while you prepare your other ingredients. Now, what you want to do is the cucumber needs to be julienned. Now, I know that julienne is a pain in the butt, but if you have a mandolin, it makes it much easier. And also, my good friend Holly got me this awesome, awesome julienne peeler. It's just like a carrot peeler, but it juliennes for you. So I can just whip it out really, really quickly. The julienne's nice because it almost makes them like rice noodles, which is wonderful. You want to do it all the way down until you get to the seeds and then discard the seeds because you don't want the juicy middle of the cucumber. It's gross. Then what I do is I'll slice a tomato. I usually quarter it and then remove all the seeds and all the moisture. And then I actually pat it down a bit with a paper towel just so it's nice and dry because you don't want a soggy couscous mess, okay? Then you want to dice it fairly small. Then you want to move into the lime. You want to cut that sucker in half and squeeze all the lime juice into the bowl. So you're going to add the couscous in the bowl, then you're going to add the cucumber, this julienne, the tomatoes that have been chopped, and then the lime juice. What I do then is I slowly incorporate it all together, because the main thing here is that you want it to be as dry as possible. I mean, even if you want to, you can actually julienne the cucumbers and then pat them down with a paper towel just so it's extra dry. And you'll see why, because once it gets colder, you want it to still, you don't want it to be dry, but you don't want it to be soaking wet, because then it's a clumpy mess. You want it to stay fresh. So incorporate it all together and then put salt and pepper to taste. I like it a little zestier, so I'll put, obviously, like I do with everything, and everyone yells at me for it, and my heart burns, and a testament to it. I put way too much hot stuff on everything, but what I'll do is maybe like a little chili sauce or a little bit of roasted cracked red pepper, hot red pepper, and that kind of adds a little bit of zest to it. But, you know, if you're serving it to a group of people that are mixed, you know, leave it. So then once it's fully incorporated, I cover it tightly as you can, either with plastic wrap, or you can put it in a Tupperware container that seals, and then leave it in the refrigerator for at least 2 hours. Why are you leaving it in the refrigerator for 2 hours? I like it icy cold. Okay, so push to the back of the refrigerator and let it do its motion there. Then when you're ready to serve it, you can pop it into a serving bowl, or you can serve individual servings, whatever you like. This makes quite a few servings as a side. You want to probably add the pine nuts when you're ready to present them. You can even put some cilantro on top, which I love. Cilantro coriander is an absolutely wonderful way of brightening up this dish and making it even a little bit more summery. You know, I forgot to tell you about the corn. Pop the corn in before you refrigerate as well. You want to drain it, rinse it, and drain it again, then pop it into the bowl, mix everything together, refrigerate, pull out in 2 hours, and serve. This is so easy. Of course, you have the two-hour wait time, but come on, how long are you prepping this dish? Like 5 minutes? It's ridiculous. And it makes a big heaping bowl. That's enough side dishes for, you know, 4 to 6 people. So it's a really can't lose recipe, and it's pretty foolproof as well, which I love, because I don't like sharing things that are too difficult. You know, I'm not Bon Appetit magazine here. I want everything that we do on the show to be easily applicable to your life and to how you do things on a day-to-day basis. You know, if there's any recipes that you have trouble with, or you would love to see me come up with something for, I love experimenting in the kitchen. So please tweet me at The Social Chef. You know, you can get in touch with us through the website as well, socialmediachefonline.com. There's loads of recipes there, like I said already. And you know, the recipe that I just gave you is going up in just a few hours, so you'll be able to grab that by the time the show's over. And if you have any other questions, please just, you know, tweet me at The Social Chef and we can talk. But after the break, we got to take in one more break. I want to tell you about next week's show. So make sure to tune in on The Social Media Chef on the other side of this break. And we're going to tell you what's going to be coming up on next week's episode of The Social Media Chef with me, Chris Tompkins. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. So you've been listening to The Social Media Chef, which I have to thank you for. I really enjoy doing the show. And one of the things that I like to tell everybody is, you know, it's not just about the show. It's about the community. And you can find out more about our community at our website, Social Media Chef Online. www.socialmediachefonline.com will have everything that you need to really get jump started in terms of marketing or in the kitchen. We have various stories of Twitter marketing, Facebook marketing, LinkedIn marketing, YouTube marketing. And are you getting in the kitchen? We have recipes for every different occasion, whether it be casual or formal. Even we have some alcoholic drinks on there that you can make yourself. But visit us online, Social Media Chef Online, and get the latest in downloads, more free ebooks, videos, and a lot more. We hope to see you there at socialmediachefonline.com. right, welcome back. Let's talk really quickly about what's going to happen next week. Next week, we're going to talk about Facebook behavior, and also, is Facebook, really, let's think about it, is it robbing us of our friendships? So is it personally not very effective? What do you think? We're going to talk about that next week on the show. Also, I'm going to pull out one of my go-to summer recipes to really enhance the next picnic you go to, dinner party, whatever. Even if it's going to be for your family, it'll be a great one for you. So make sure to join us next time, same time, same place on the Social Media Chef with me, Chris Thompson.